This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pacers had their chances. Within 10 in the third, within 12 in the fourth. New York responding on runs each time. And the New York Knicks have looked elimination in the eye. And they are alive and kicking. And now the series to Game 6 in Indy with the Pacer lead cut 3-2.
That's right. The Knicks have now made it a 3-2 series margin. New York held down the Pacers 111-94. That's TNT on the call. This is Rahimi Harris and Mark Rohde on the Scores. We broadcast live from Wrigleyville Dogs. We are in the parking lot getting you ready for Cubs baseball. And we go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. On the line, Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Layla, I am doing great, and it's hilarious that you guys are in the parking lot at Wrigleyville Dogs because I have been there many times in the past.
I was going to say, this is totally your kind of party.
Did
man.
You leave the parking lot at Wrigleyville Absolutely. Dogs in a sober state is my question.
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure we had that on the record.
Let Nick answer for himself.
Yeah,
Nick?
Yeah. I've been fine. I've had a nice time. No crazy
business. Yeah, exactly. Nick, here's the I gotta give you an actual shout out, compliment, Nick, because you and I have occasionally I've run into you out in the Ville. I was with my buddy Fez one time, and he saw you. He couldn't have been more excited because you covered the NBA, and he was all over you, and you took every single question from him. I don't even know if you remember that, Nick Friedel, but he just thinks you're the goods.
Hey, any friend of yours is a friend of mine, buddy. So it's all good. And I always appreciate it when people would come talk to me because usually in the beginning when I first got to Chicago, everybody was happy to talk about the Bulls. By the end, when I saw somebody, it was like a therapy session. You know, what the hell is going on? What's the matter? So anybody who ever said hello, I always respect it because we know how much people care there.
We're just glad you didn't give him the Pascal Siakam, Greg Doyle treatment because that would be unfortunate.
Yeesh, that was rough.
I just feel like it's he's been on the starting end, Greg Doyle, of too many awkward exchanges recently.
Yeah, Layla, when that starts to happen, I think the hardest part for somebody who's been in the business a while like Doyle has, when that starts to happen and these start to pop up. It feels like a domino effect sometimes.
Speaking of domino effects, we thought we were going to see the final domino fall to build up to the NBA Finals, where it was presumed, maybe assumed by many, that it was going to be Pacers and OKC, and that would be announced after the game last night. That was far from the case. Jalen Brunson deep in his bag. And I just wonder, is Indiana going to be prepared the way they need to be by Rick Carlisle and company for this Game 6? Because let me tell you something, Nick. If the Pacers lose Game 6, it's the Knicks in 7.
I agree, but I would be surprised if the Pacers let that opportunity slip. Because if we know that, and we know that Madison Square Garden will be absolutely insane in Game 7 if it gets there, then absolutely the Pacers know that. So you know they're walking into that game thinking, okay, we need to make it happen, and we need to make it happen right here. To the point about Rick Carlisle, he is one of the most respected coaches in the league. So I don't think there's any doubt as far as preparation goes. He'll have them ready to go. What I'll be curious about is Halliburton just looked off all of last night. The numbers weren't there. I want to see how he starts this Game 6, because if he starts fast like the rest of that team and they get the crowd behind them, I think that's probably it. If you let a tough New York team hang around and you let Brunson hang around and he's able to hit those shots later in the game, then you could be in big trouble. I'm almost of the belief, guys, that if the Pacers don't start fast and get out to that big lead, then you start sounding the alarm bells. I think the Pacers, if they're going to win, need to find their rhythm early and just blow the Knicks out. Leave no doubt. Because if you let them hover, this is a team that loves to pounce late in games. And I couldn't agree more about Game 7. I think you'd be hard-pressed, even after what happened last year. You had MSG with the Pacers winning, to find somebody who actually believes that this Pacers team, after getting up 3-1, can go into MSG and win this time.
Well, I think part of the good news, ironically, for the Pacers is what you were just mentioning. I don't think Halliburton's going to have a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Another game like that, it's obviously incumbent upon the Pacers to figure that out, and they were talking a lot about that in the postgame yesterday. Another thing that they were talking about that I thought was really interesting, Nick, was Shaquille O'Neal saying, and the other guys on the panel essentially agreeing, that the Pacers played comfortable last night, as in they have a little bit of wiggle room, and they might have thought that this is the last little bit of desperation from the New York Knicks. Do you buy that? Were the Pacers just playing comfortable last night, and will they shake this off as quickly as they lost last night?
When you watch that game, it certainly looked like the Pacers came into it thinking, we got another chance at home no matter what happens. In game 6. And I can only tell you that is when teams get into trouble. So this is why I think Shaq was saying what he did. There was a feeling, certainly, especially once the Knicks got that early lead and got moving, that you went, Indy's kind of going, well, we got another chance at this. But when you play the way they did and you let somebody get out to that early lead, that's when real trouble can ensue. And again, on top of agreeing with the sentiment, I think it all hinges on what happens in the beginning of that game 6, because the Knicks know that they have some momentum now. There are so many people out in the NBA world that thought, it's Pacers Thunder, the end. There's no way that all the Knicks players didn't see that and feel that and hear that over and over again. And now you've got Tibbs who's going to sit there and say, nobody believes in us. Nobody thinks we can do it. And that will be the rallying cry. Now, whether it works or not, we'll see. Because to me, guys, it just feels like the Pacers are a little bit better team. When you get Halliburton playing the way he can, he has a point to prove as well. So, again, I'm expecting the Pacers to win, but if they leave any wiggle room, this is the wrong team and the wrong player, specifically with Brunson, to do it again.
We are joined by Nick Friedel and Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score, and he is our Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Of course, I think you know this, Nick, but I am still pro-Tibbs biased. I just am. I find him very entertaining. I obviously know that you and him have a long-standing and tumultuous relationship. And I did think about just the fire that he did ignite in his team in this last game, because I'm looking at it as Jalen Brunson did exactly what you wanted him to do. Goes out on fire in that first quarter, scores 14 of his 32 in that first frame. That's the key for them if they want to win. If they want to try to force this game 7, I think Tibbs has just got to press the gas absolutely on his guys the way he knows how to do and try to mimic the same performance.
Layla, there's a scene that's running through my head, and it always it goes back to Tibbs, and in this case, Jimmy, but it was some regular season game in Orlando, and it had gone into overtime, and Jimmy is laid out on the ground after this game, and Ed Pinckney, who was an assistant coach at the time, goes, 60-20, 60-20, and he was talking about the minutes that Jimmy had just played and how worn out he was, and they were all giving him, you know, credit, but Jimmy's sitting there going, well, this is the way it is. I tell you that story because that's exactly what I expect this next one to be for the Knicks. Whoever is out there is going to be playing all the time. If Jalen Brunson doesn't even get into foul trouble, I'd expect him to be out there for damn near 48 because that is Tibbs. That is his essence. And when he has a game that he knows he has to win, he goes to the guys he trusts more than anybody else. There is nobody in the league that Tibbs trusts more right now than Jalen Brunson. So to what you're saying, on top of the fact that Brunson has to set a tone and he's got to be the one to start knocking down shots early, unlike he's done at various points in this series, he has to be the guy that makes everybody else go. And Tibbs has the trust within him to run him all the way. This is why they play all those minutes. These are the moments that they hope to be in. And the relationship between Tibbs and Brunson reminds me a lot of that relationship between Tibbs and Jimmy.
So, Nick, I need you to convince me. Help me believe that the winner of this series has a shot against Oklahoma City, considering how well-rested they will be. They have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They have Jalen Williams. And they have arguably the best defense in the NBA, bar none.
Marshall, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that for you because I don't believe it. This team, the Thunder, flew under all the casual fans' radar because they're just not that interesting, frankly. I mean, Gilgeous-Alexander is an incredible player, but the team itself isn't that entertaining, doesn't have a lot of dynamic personalities, but they are awesome. And they play defense very well, and they are deep. I don't believe, as we sit here today, that the Knicks or the Pacers have a legit chance in this series. We also know, in the same breath, that an injury can change everything. We just watched it with the Celtics and Tatum. But I have always thought throughout the year it was the Celtics, the Thunder, and then everybody else on a different level. Well, the Celtics are gone, and their whole future is a mess because of the injury to Tatum. So I don't care who lands in there from the East, Indiana, New York, it doesn't matter to me. I think the Thunder are just a cut above everybody else. And what's scary for the rest of the league, y'all, is the Thunder are set up so well. You never know how it's all going to play out over the course of the next few years with the cap and with injuries and everything that happens. This Thunder team should win the title this year, and they should win at least one or two more in the next few years because of all the assets that Sam Presti has built up. He's done an unbelievable job, and this is that team's first test and taste of a national stage. But I absolutely expect them to win it all.
Nick Friedel, thank you so much for taking the time and, of course, for making a random regular season game reference when it comes to Tibbs and minutes. That was perfect.
I have it no other way. You guys have a great time in the parking lot. I miss you. I'm there in spirit.
Well, yeah, Sarah Spain co-hosted with Lawrence yesterday, so I think that's a sign. I think that's a sign you need to get back to Wrigleyville Docks, Nick.
There's always a Chicago sign somewhere, Layla. I'll talk to y'all soon.
Yeah, respect them, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
That was Odyssey Sports Insider Nick Friedel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.